This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, you are a donkey. So I'll show you how to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
That video you just posted on Instagram, ain't no filter on it, right? My skin looks amazing. Dropping the clues,
nah,
my skin.
Nah, for real.
Come
yeah.
on now.
Your headphones look stupid, though.
It don't matter. You're just a hater. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 17th, goes to the Miami Valley Career Technology Center in Clayton, Ohio. Salute to all the stations that carry the Breakfast Club in Ohio. 106.7 The Beat in Columbus. 102.3 The Beat in Cincinnati. 94.9 The Beat in Toledo. Real 106.1 in Cleveland. Drop on the clues bombs for all of them. You're all appreciated. But I must say this story out of Clayton. Man, it really disappoints me. Sometimes I don't understand humans at all. This story is extremely sad because a high school student, I think her name is Ali Guy, she is going to miss her senior prom, and you don't get another opportunity to have a senior prom. But it's the reason why she is missing the senior prom that makes this so sad. Let's go to WHIO-TV7 for the report, please.
Student will miss out on prom after getting suspended over bringing a bag of corn chips with her to school. Mm. According to Miami Valley Career Technology Center, that is against school policy because a teacher is severely allergic to an ingredient in the snack. News Center 7's Taylor Robertson was in Montgomery County talking to the student's mother, who said she doesn't think the punishment fits the crime.
Guy told me about a week ago.
Allie had had Taki chips on the school bus. She was hungry. Somebody gave her some chips. She opened them on the school bus. She ate them. She had two chips left back in her bag. She got off the bus. She went to her locker. She ate the remainder of the two chips. She put the trash in a trash can. She went to her class. The school principal called her down to the office. And at that point, they asked her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and they suspended her for 5 days.
Damn. Come on, man. Wow. A bag of damn corn chips. A bag of corn chips. You are prohibited from bringing this kind of snack to school because the teacher is severely allergic to this ingredients. Now, I would understand if this kid took the corn chips and individually took them out the bag and hid them all around the teacher's classroom. I can understand if, you know, she took some of the corn chips and put them, you know, in her teacher's coat pocket or something. See, something like that would make sense to me if she was malicious with the chili cheese Fritos, if she was evil intentioned with the original corn chips. I would understand. But all she was doing was eating her Takis chips. They were actually Takis chips. She was just eating her Takis chips on the school bus because someone gave them to her and she was hungry. She didn't even finish all the chips. She bought the bag in the building, but there were only 2 chips left. Mm. Now, I don't know anything about Takis chips, but I was told they're all a rave amongst the kids. Sydney, can you confirm this? Get the mic, Sydney. Sydney was in there just talking about, sounding like a Big Mac, just talking about how Jesus. she loved these chips so much. Blue Heat, hot chili pepper, non-spicy Buckin' Ranch, now you're dragon crazy. Sweet chili.
No Jesus. Such thing.
What
no
is this about, Sid?
Listen, the kids just love them. Okay. I mean, they're not good for you. It was okay. All the thing on TikTok, just about stomach ulcers and stuff like that, just because they eat them in the morning, afternoon, and night.
And they're really hot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Taki, let me make a chip, hot chip called Satan's Anus. What? Okay, because y'all don't even care about what y'all making anymore, and I don't blame you because people don't care about eating it. Why would you pay to eat things like Takis chips that make you sick? Anyway, this poor young girl walking to the school with just 2 chips left in the bag, and the fact she knew how much chips were left in the bag lets me know how stingy Takis must be. Okay, more air in the bag than chips. That's what it seems like to me. But she walks into school with 2 chips left in the bag, and when she finished them, she threw the bag away, went to class. Here comes the principal calling her down to the office, asking her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and she's suspended for 5 days, and now she's missing senior prom.
Damn.
I understand rules are rules, but how can any principal, any teacher hear this story and say this is worthy of a 5-day suspension? I understand there's a food consumption at school law, but senior prom is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Can you have a heart? I understand the teacher is allergic to corn chips and she has a severe life-threatening allergy, but did she die, though? Okay, I'm just saying, you can discipline the young lady, but does she have to get a 5-day suspension that causes her to miss the senior prom? Amber Guy, who was the young lady's mother, salute to Amber. Amber said she wasn't aware of any of these food consumption rules because her daughter's father signed the form and they separated. Now she's getting a lawyer to try to get the suspension appeal because the senior prom is a big deal for her daughter because she tried on 50 dresses before she found the right dress, and Sheen don't have a great return policy.
Damn.
I made the last part about Sheena.
Absolutely,
but
you did.
But she did try on 50 dresses. All I'm simply saying is the young lady made a mistake. She didn't lie about it. She said she ate them. Nobody died. Nobody had an allergic reaction. Can Ollie Guy please go to her senior prom? Mm. Please give Miami Valley Career Technology Center the biggest hee-haw. What do you think? Am I tripping?
What is the principal doing searching the garbage, though?
Yeah, I don't think that you're tripping. But when I reported this in Just with the Worldwide Mess a month ago, y'all laughed at me, and I've been told y'all that Takis along with Flamin' Hot Cheetos were being stopped in schools because it does something to the kids. It messes them up, especially when they eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So yeah, I did report this, and you did not
report this story right here.
No, not this story. Oh. But I reported that they are trying to ban them in schools and from bringing them. To the students for bringing them in school. Mm. Yeah. But the she markets are not going to stop selling them. But they're not allowed in schools, and they're about to be banned from all schools across the country.
She wasn't malicious, though. Now, if the teacher died then yes, but she wasn't malicious.
Yeah, she didn't do anything purposely to try to make this teacher sick because she knew the teacher had a reaction.
No, absolutely no. I don't think that you're crazy. I just wanted to, you could have used me as a source instead of bringing in Sydney, who you called a Big Mac again.
I did not call her a Big Mac.
Yes, you did.
I said she was acting like one.
Why? She don't even like Takis. She just know the kids like them.
No, she was raving about them in the office.
Because she know how many flavors and bags it was.
Yes, she was naming flavors and everything.
She goes to a bodega every day.
Thank
you. Oh, my God, no. I mean, to get our food.
Wow.
To get, oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
No, I don't want to
talk. I was trying to help.
I was trying to help again.
But that's her saying you got Big Mac behavior. What I was saying.
No.
She go to a bodega every day.
No, when she goes to
the
store.
She's in the room. Sydney's in the room. Y'all talking like she's not in the room. Sydney's here.
I don't want to talk. It's enough.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry, Sydney.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.